We will now reconvene at 10:45 a.m. with agenda item number 7. Discussion and possible action on the inter-local agreement with the City of Georgetown for joint study of aquifer storage and recovery in Williamson County, led by Brad Brunette, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an action item for authorization to enter an interlocal agreement with the City of Georgetown to evaluate aquifer storage and an aquifer storage and recovery project in Williamson County. And when we talk about aquifer storage and recovery, or ASR as it's called, it's basically just taking excess surface water when it's available, treating that water, and then putting it and storing it in an underground aquifer for later use. For this particular project, we're talking about looking at Lakes Georgetown and Granger as potential sources for the water and storing it in that water in the Trinity Aquifer in Williamson County. I need to get Jim to come run the clicker for me. So Lake Granger and Georgetown would be the source, and the aquifer that we're looking at would be the Trinity Aquifer, which is the hashed area that you see in the green color there. When you think about the last 12 months of the year, so we've had a tremendous amount of water all across the basin, and also at Lake Georgetown and Granger are no different than elsewhere. So there's a lot of times like we've had over the last 12 months or so, when we've got extra water in the lakes, it's ultimately going to go downstream to the Gulf. And the thought is, you know, if we could figure out a way to capture some of that water and store it where we've got it for use later on. And we've been discussing this particular project with the City of Georgetown and its engineer CDM Smith for quite a while now, and we're ready to move forward with them. The city's really interested in exploring this both as a long-term water supply strategy, but also for seasonal peaking. And so in their case, they would take and treat the extra water in the wintertime when their treatment plant.
I'm getting car sick.
Okay. I touched the button one time, I promise. So they would take the water for seasonal use, treat the extra water in the wintertime whenever their treatment plant's not running full tilt, put it in the ground, and then have that water to take back out and use in the following summer. What we're wanting to do with BRA side of this is look at considering the feasibility of this for incorporating it into our East Williamson County water treatment plant. You know, we have the surface water treatment plant there. We're in the process of adding groundwater with Trinity Wells there, and we think this is something that we need to look at as we move forward with that process there at East Williamson County. Another thing, ASR, if any of you followed the last legislative session, it's gaining a lot of attention at the legislative level. It's something that the legislature is wanting our state to study and evaluate in more detail and hopefully be a strategy for some of our future needs in the future. And I think there were several bills that were passed in this last legislative session that aim to advance the ball with ASR projects in general. This particular project, the plan is to jointly fund this project with the City of Georgetown. The fee estimate is $165,000, and that's the total fee estimate. So us and the City of Georgetown would share that cost. BRA's portion of that would be on the order of roughly half of that $165,000. We're in the process of working on the final details of the scope and how we'll fund it with the city. The city has an engineering contract with CDM Smith, an engineering firm that they are already under contract with or have a master service type of agreement with that would be performing the work under that contract. And so we'd be asking you to approve this resolution authorizing us to participate in that project with the City of Georgetown and help fund it.
Are there any questions?
Brad, is this water treated to the same standard as regular drinking water before it's put in the reservoir?
I don't think it's to the exact same standard as regular drinking water, but there are permitting requirements and standards that are in place to protect the aquifer. It does have to be treated, but maybe not to the level that tap water does.
Thanks. All right. Seeing no other questions, please read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to enter into an interlocal agreement with the City of Georgetown to jointly study and fund an aquifer storage and recovery feasibility study in Williamson County in an amount not to exceed $165,000.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Move.
First by Wayne, Director Wayne, and second by Hubert, Director Hubert. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.